Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the quintessential Sunday Supplement Podcast, Stuart!
Hello, welcome back guys. I just want to start by saying a massive thank you to everyone who joined last week and left a lot of good, nice feedback for me. I appreciate it and it pushes me to do more. So the next couple of weeks will be about music and the bands that influenced me and the albums and the artists. Music to me is more than just a sound or just a band. It's just everything. I can't go a day without listening to music. I have to listen to it every day. It's been in my blood for years, my ears. Let's crack on with the show. So the first band I will talk about today is Nirvana. To me, they're the greatest band that ever lived. They had a great drummer in Dave Grohl. He could hit them drums harder than anyone. Chris Novoselic, one of the best bassists. Again, underrated bassist. Very, very clever man. Very charismatic on stage. And then you had the god of rock, in my eyes, is Kurt Cobain. That man's vocals, that man's guitar, and that man's lyrics was raw and powerful. He didn't even have to try, and everything he done turned to gold. It's just sad because I was born in 89, so I kind of missed that genre of music. I say genre, but I missed that music up until 2001. So I was a bit late to the scene. But the good thing about music, it's always going to be there. Once it's produced and once the album's out, you'll always have a chance to go back and listen to it. So today, for me, guys, I'm just trying to help you if you haven't listened to a lot of bands or you know about music but there's albums you haven't listened to. It's help you on your way to finding more music out and more albums. And the first album I'm gonna kind of say to you should give it a good listen is Bleach. For me, it's Nirvana's greatest album. It was produced in 89, released, got into the charts. I think it was only in the top 100, but still, for a band from Aberdeen, Seattle, to produce such a outstanding album at a young age for $600, to me it's unreal. And you couldn't really do that now unless you had the knowledge of your computers and laptops, and which is another story, like I said before in the last show. But yeah, Nirvana, just they created such a mass scene, and for me they're up there with the Beatles in. They came, they saw, they conquered in such a short time. Like in the 70s with the Sex Pistols only being around for a year, Nirvana was only here for 4 to 5 years. And what work they've done in the world was just incredible. You think the 90s was a terrible time, but a great time. You had a lot of wars going on, a lot of riots and bad times in America. Not just in America and around the world. And they created some of the greatest lyrics in music. And that's a shame about today, because the world's pretty much the same, if not worse, than it was then. There's so much war, so much politics going around. Again, this virus that's caused a mass epidemic. If I was talented enough to do this, I would make my own music, because I think there's so much out there to write about. And the world needs another Nirvana and another mass wave of great music. I think music's, I don't want to say died, but I think music's not the same as it used to be now. There's not enough bands, for me, that kind of have that rock and roll edge, or that rock style, or just the passion. I think the passion's died in music. I think it's got so easy now to create stuff that they don't really realize how hard it was to create music years ago, and how hard it was to get on tours and doing shows every night to get money. Now all you have to do is be a bit of clickbait on the internet and you become something. And it's a shame because nobody has to work hard anymore, and I think the work ethic of life has died and nobody pushes themselves. I'm not saying nobody, I'm saying a lot of people don't push themselves in music now, and you can write so much good stuff. Like I said, I wish I could create music and do stuff, but I'm not. Obviously, I'm not allowed mentally to do that because I would have done it by now. But yeah, so again, Nirvana, that's a band I would listen to now. If I was you guys, if you haven't listened to Nirvana much, Bleach. They got Incesticide, Nevermind, In Utero, Unplugged, Live at Reading. Some really great stuff. Incesticide, which is a lot of B cuts and outtakes. Which is, I love listening to a lot of outtakes and B-cut sides. So yeah, give them a listen, see what you think. Going all the way up to the next spectrum, which for me, recently, the biggest band that I've got into, that I love, is a band from Sweden, which is Hardcore Superstar. That band for me was 20 years too late, because what they bring on stage is just incredible. They're fun, they're charismatic, they have a good time. They like to get the crowd involved. They have some great albums. And if you've never heard of Hardcore Superstar, please give them a listen. Because, again, every album they have track by track is a listenable track. And they're fast paced, but also have a lovely ballads and melodies. And again, if you can add all that into music, you got something special. They might not be the biggest band in the world, but to me, they're an important band in my life, because in the last 6 years, I've loved them, I've seen them, I've met them. They're lovely people, and they treat everyone with respect. And yeah, give them a listen, guys. Their latest release, You Can't Kill My Rock and Roll, is an album that I adore. It was produced in 2018, but it's such a great album. Just for the fun tracks, a good time, and that's what music is about for me. You have a few drinks, have a few beers, have your friends around you at a live show. Just have a great time, because life's too short to think about what's coming tomorrow. Enjoy today, because tomorrow might never come, and that's sad, because it's true. And music helps us, guys. And I know I sound on rambling, I probably am, and I'm sorry about that, but to me, music has helped me through so much in my life, through being depressed, down, happy, sad, losing people. And no matter what, music's always there. So don't take music for granted, because one day you could lose your hearing, or one day you could not be here. Just have a good time. That's all my part of this story is. Have a good time, respect each other, and love each other. Because we're not here for long, but we're here now. So let's make the most of it, guys. Thank you again for joining me today. Again, I'm sorry if I rambled on, but I'm still new to this, and I appreciate everything you guys are doing by listening to me. And again, I have set up an email account. It's thequintessential@gmail.co.uk, I think. I'll post it in the links. I'll have to remember that. That's embarrassing. But never mind, guys. But thank you very much for listening today. And I'll see you on the flip side.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Quintessential Sunday Supplement Podcast, Stuart!